Lesson 33, Bribes Blind. Proverbs 17:23 reads, "The wicked accepts a bribe in secret to pervert the ways of justice." And Exodus 23:8, "You shall take no bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted." The obvious application is to not take a bribe, because a bribe will cloud our sense of right and wrong. I have only been offered a bribe once that I can remember, and that was to change a student's grade in my class. My brother was interested in buying real estate, and I knew that one of my students' fathers sold real estate. One day we met the man so he could show us a few parcels of land. On the way, he asked me to drive with him in his pickup truck, and my brother and his wife would follow in their own car. While we were driving, he offered me an acre of land if I would change his son's grade from an F to a D. I thought he was kidding and laughed out loud, only to find out that I was the only one laughing. He was serious. I didn't accept the offer, and his son received the F which he had earned. Bribes and the guards of the tomb. This is found in Matthew 28, verses 11 through 15. After the resurrection of Jesus, some of the guards went into the city and told the leading priests what had happened. A meeting with the elders was called, and they decided to give the soldiers a large bribe. They told the soldiers, "You must say, 'Jesus' disciples came during the night while we were sleeping, and they stole his body. If the governor hears about it, we'll stand up for you so you won't get in trouble.'" So the guards accepted the bribe and said what they were told to say. Their story spread widely among the Jews, and they still tell it today. Trustworthy leaders. God gave Moses specific qualifications for people in leadership. "Look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate a bribe, and place such men over the people as chiefs." Exodus 18:21. God describes himself as a just God who does not accept bribes. "The Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe." Deuteronomy 10:17. Perhaps this verse applies to those who kill unborn children and make laws that allow the abomination of abortion to continue. Deuteronomy 27:25, "Cursed be anyone who takes a bribe to shed innocent blood." And all the people shall say, "Amen." Deuteronomy 27:25. Ultimately, bribes hurt the needy and those who cannot defend themselves. Isaiah 1:23 teaches, "Your princes are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and runs after gifts. They do not bring justice to the fatherless, and the widow's cause does not come to them." But God knows and God sees. Amos 5:12, "I know how many are your transgressions and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe and turn aside the needy in the gate." Free gifts. I don't know how many situations you will find yourself in which you will be offered a bribe. But there is another area that is similar, and that is receiving, quote, free gifts. I have frequently heard that nothing is free. My father used to tell me there is no such thing as a free lunch. I like the cartoon of a mouse looking hungrily at the cheese in a mousetrap. The caption reads, "There is always free cheese in a mousetrap." When a salesperson offers you a gift, like a set of kitchen knives for attending a sales presentation, it subconsciously creates a sense of obligation on your part. If you test drive a new car and they gave you a free DVD or a voucher for a free meal, the gift makes you more inclined to purchase the car from them. If it didn't have this effect, they wouldn't offer the gifts. It's our human nature. It's how we are wired. When we are given something for nothing, we feel that we owe something in return. Perhaps it even blinds us a little, as stated in Exodus 23:8, which we just read. I find it easier not to accept any gifts in the first place. Perhaps you are stronger than I am in this matter, but not accepting the gifts seems to be the most effective way. Of course, if you go to see a timeshare presentation and receive a gift, the time you invested in listening to their spiel is worth something, like a set of knives or a free set of golf clubs. A final word to the wise: be careful of accepting free things that may blind your judgment or create a false sense of obligation. Let's pray. Father, save us from taking bribes or gifts that will blind our judgment and hinder our ability to make clear, thoughtful decisions. Deliver our nation from leaders who receive money in exchange for not protecting the fatherless, the widows, and the needy. Amen.